Hello. I am from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Great. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms and wildfires, and more suburb in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events, and more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very.
A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree to you having been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Agree.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more available to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
And thank you again for your patience. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the powered plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce the air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Yes.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. Here's the first one. Improving electrical grid reliability. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Support.
Increasing access to public transportation. Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Support.
Expanding quality health care. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. And thank you again for your patience. How convinced do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand and impact of climate change? Just let me know if it's very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's the first one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate change crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner form of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
The other one says the communities who have contributed the last to the climate change crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Mariners is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you feel very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
But the other one says climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid stability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no opinion, no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker or diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or no impact?
No impact.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact?
Enhance.
Excuse me?
Enhance my opinion.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Support.
And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Biden.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64. 65 and older?
35, 49.
With which party are you registered to vote?
Democratic.
What is your race?
African American. Black.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
You too. You're welcome.